It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study of the book of John, we were in chapter 21, and if you recall, we were looking at Peter. He had denied the Lord. We saw that back when the Lord was crucified, and just before he was crucified, Peter was standing by the fire of the world. What do I mean by that? Well, Peter was standing there as they took the Lord into the judgment hall, and he stood there while they were in there. He was by the fire, and people recognized him, though, and they said, "Hey, you're one of them." And he denied that he was, and in fact, he denied three times that he knew the Lord. Well, here in chapter 21, and reading with verse 17, he saith unto him the third time. Now, Peter was asked three times by the Lord, "Do you love me?" And as we look at this, keep in mind that the Lord had risen from the dead. And also keep in mind that at this time, the Lord asked Peter three times if he loved him. Remember back, Peter had denied the Lord three times just before the Lord was crucified. And here we read how that Peter was told to feed the sheep. He said, "Lord, I love you." Then the Lord told him, he says, "Well, then feed my sheep." Verse 18 says, John chapter 21, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." Well, in verse 19, he tells us what this means, Christ does, and it says, "This spake he," that's Christ, "signifying by what death he should glorify God," by what death, in other words, that Peter would die. "And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." Now, we may die within the next minute or so. We may die tomorrow. We may die next week or a year or whenever. But we need to be following the Lord right now. Now, the Lord had just told Peter that you're going to die, and it's going to be a certain type of death. And we know that by studying history, Peter was crucified upside down. But the point is this. Jesus told him, although he had told him how he was going to die, he said, "Follow me." So it makes no difference how long we live. We're still to follow the Lord. It makes no difference when we die. We're to follow the Lord before we die. And this is what the Lord was telling Peter. He said, "Follow me." And then in verse 20, "Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following." Now, keep in mind, Peter was still a human being. And Peter still had some of the old humanistic things within him because he was human. And it says here that Peter turned around and he saw someone else whom Jesus loved. And that would have been John the Apostle, I believe. He turned, and which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter was wondering what was going to happen to this person. The Lord told him how he was going to die, but now he wondered how John was going to die. And it makes it clear here that this was the one that the Lord was wanting to let Peter know about. Now, keep this in mind as we read this. He wanted to let Peter know something, but it wasn't something that Peter expected. But this person that Peter was asking about was the one who was at the Lord's Supper just before the Lord was crucified, and he was leaning on Jesus at the supper. And notice this. In verse 21, Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" In other words, Lord, what's going to happen to this guy? What's going to become of him? How's he going to die? Verse 22, Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, What is that to thee? Follow thou me. We sometimes get entangled in the things of this world, and we let those things keep us from following the Lord. We should never let anything get in our way of following the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter was concerned about someone else, and this would have been a hindrance to him. Sometimes we think about someone else, and we just get entangled with them, and we start looking at that individual instead of looking at Jesus. And we sort of just forget Jesus Christ. But just as the Lord told Peter, follow me, and then he said to him, follow thou me, again in verse 22. And no matter what comes into our life, whether we are facing death, or whether we are involved with someone, or we see someone and we're wondering about that individual, they may take our eyes, cause us to take our eyes off of Jesus. But Jesus said, look at me. Follow thou me. It makes no difference what comes into our life. We're to continually follow the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 23, then went this saying abroad among the brethren that that disciple, this would be John, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? What's it any business of yours? We don't have to concern ourselves with other individuals. We don't have to wonder about people being treated better than us, either by this world or by God himself. And we sometimes wonder, well, why does this happen to me and not to that person, that other person? What's going on in my life, and why shouldn't I have what that other person has? Well, God says, what is that to you? What is that person's life to you? We need to concern ourselves with the people around us who are not saved. They're on their way to hell. And we need to let people know about Jesus Christ. But we should never even let that slow us down by going to everybody that we can. Someone turns you down, in other words, they refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You don't dwell on that. You go to the next person. And then, if at all possible, you go back again and you tell that same person about Jesus Christ. But you do not let any individual slow you down from telling other individuals about Jesus Christ. Well, and sometimes the saved people, we look at a saved person and, you know, we're to help each other. But we should never get so wrapped up in someone else's affairs that we forget our Lord. We need to pray for each other. We need to ask God to help that person who's in trouble. But we should never let the other person's problems drag us down. It will take our time. And Jesus wants us to know that time is important because we only have a certain amount of time on this earth. So therefore, we need to be doing what God wants us to do, what the Lord wants us to do. Don't get wrapped up, so wrapped up in anything that you put the Lord aside. But you need to, as he said, follow thou me. Now, verse 24 of John 21 says, this is the disciple which testifieth to these things. Now, what disciple is this? Well, this is the disciple that Peter had asked about here. He said, how long is he going to live? In other words, well, what's going to happen to him? And Jesus told him, he says, well, what is that? What business is that of yours? And this was John the apostle that Peter was talking about. And it says here, this is the disciple, John, which testifieth of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. How could it be true? Well, he had walked with the Lord for several years. He was an apostle. He was called of God to do the work of an apostle. And we should realize that his testimony is true because God used him to pen down words, and God breathed words that God would have him to do. He was somewhat of a person that we can look to and trust. And might I say, he was not somewhat of a person we could trust. He was a person we could trust. And more importantly, John would have been talking about the testimony of Jesus himself, and that is the most important testimony that we should listen to. In verse 25, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. I've made mention of this before. Jesus did so many things in a short period of time that he was on this earth. He did so many things that even the world could not contain the books that would be written about the things that he did while he was on this earth. And we know that for the last 3.5 years of his life, he walked and he talked with people. He helped individuals know him. He told people he was from heaven. He told people that he was God. And he told people that if you do what I want you to do, and that's trust him, of course, then you have no need of worrying about heaven. Because if you trust me and you ask me to come into your heart, you will go to heaven because I am the Savior of the world. Jesus said many times that he was the way, the truth, and the life. That means eternal life. Eternal life comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the only way that a person goes to heaven. Well, notice, John writes here in the last verse, if everything had been written about the Lord that he did while he was on this earth, I'm talking about miracles and anything else that would come to mind. So therefore, we know that other things happened while the Lord was on this earth that we haven't seen or we haven't heard about. Well, how come we haven't heard those things? How come we have what we call the Word of God, and it is the Word of God, how come it wasn't included in the books that we have? I believe that God gave us everything we need. God gave us the Word of God, and we don't need anything else, because the Word of God is the way of life. Jesus Christ is the living Word. He is the way of life. But the written Word that we have is God-breathed, and it's all we need to let us know, first of all, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's the opposite of death. Oh, yes, this body's going to die, but there is another death that takes place. We go to hell. If we're not saved, we go to hell. And then the second death is the lake of fire. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven because I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. And everyone else in this world who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they're going to heaven with me. But if you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, the Bible teaches that you're going to go to hell and then be cast into the lake of fire. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You need to be willing to turn from the sin that's in your life and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the Bible says. You need to let Jesus Christ take that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And Christian, you need to do the same today if you're not living for the Lord. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do that now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.